You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Enhanced odds, J. Rodriguez to score. And Southampton to win was 9-5, now 5-2. Salomon Rondon to score and West Brom to win was 17-2, now in the betting at 10-1. Southampton, as we mentioned, beaten by Spurs 4-1. This could be tough for Southampton, Tom. West Brom had have had a difficult run of fixtures, lost against Chelsea, Man U and Arsenal, but taken care of Watford and Swansea in their last five as well. Instinctively, you'd think maybe pretty low on the goals this game, expected to be a tight match, but West Brom overpriced 4-1.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Southampton, are a little bit of a crossroads themselves now, you know, this season. You know, they're out of the European competition, they're out of the Europa League. And for both these clubs, they've probably overachieved to a point. Southampton are where they normally are. But West Brom, I mean, these two sides, you know, ahead of all the games, they're sat side by side in the table. There's only a point between them. And, you know, we talked about West Brom and Tony Pulis. You know, you take all their results, you know, put all their wins in one category and all the clubs they've beaten and all the clubs that they've lost to or drawn to. And effectively, he beats the teams you would expect them to beat. So, you know, if they're playing anybody in that bottom half of the table, I'll bat West Brom. Are Southampton a top half of the table side? Now, they are currently, but is it a slight false position? I'm not too sure. There's a middle period of that Premier League. You've got the teams at the bottom, obviously. And then Southampton, West Brom, Everton even, who are still clinging on. They're seventh. Watford, West Ham have climbed the table. I don't really know what to make of all those sides. I don't think there's a standout team amongst them. But I'm looking at this fixture and I'm thinking this has got sort of like a, I don't know, both these sides might be in it for the sort of fair play award at the end of the season. They've both got that kind of ring to them. I think it will probably be a draw. West Brom have not disgraced themselves with the tough games that they've had. They won the one game over the last month that they had to win. Southampton, yeah, right, beaten by Spurs, but they did do well first half hour. I just think West Brom away from home, again, instinctively, I want to be looking at them to nick a point. I mean, they, you know, they kept Chelsea and Arsenal down to one goal. They drew with Hull, which was a disappointment. They went to Leicester and won. You know, Liverpool had to scrape past them as well with a 2-1 victory. So away from home against better sides, they keep it tight. I just think everything is pointing towards the draw in this one.
Yeah, I agree. 11-4, the draw. Decent price as well. Derek?
Well, you oppose Southampton. I mean, it's the most ridiculous price of the year. It really is. I mean, it's only one day old, the year. But it's the most ridiculous price. Because 4-6, how on earth are the odds on to beat West Brom? Only one place behind them. A West Brom team, as Tom rightly said, don't lose to ordinary teams. They only lose to the best West Brom. Ordinary teams, they take points off, generally beat them. And Southampton, in my eyes, are an ordinary team. They're lucky position. Owes everything to the fact that there's an awful lot of ordinary teams in the Premier League. 4-1 West Brom, in my eyes, is a gift, right? But if you want a stone-cold absolute certainty, West Brom with a goal start, 21-20, Blackies ain't going to be losing this fixture. So if you want to play safe, do that one. But I don't like that. That's not my MO. I'm going for West Brom at 4-1.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.